Hello there, thank you for listening to Seek the Truth. If you remember, the last recording we did was about Mary Jones and her Bible. I'd like to talk to you just for a moment or two about a man who lived a number of years ago in the south of England. His name was Charles T. Studd. He was brought up in a very wealthy family. His father had made money overseas, and he sent his boys to Eton, and the boys were very famous, really, because in 1877, in their cricket team, Eton cricket team, the three boys, Kynaston, George and Charles, were all playing together, and they were very, very good at cricket. I'm no expert in cricket, but I'm told that in one of the matches that Kynaston scored 52 runs, George 54, and the youngest of three, Charles, scored 53. It was a remarkable match, and this was the way that they conducted themselves when it came to sport. One day the boys were very surprised when their father came home and told them that he had become a Christian. He'd been taken to hear an American preacher, D.L. Moody, preach the gospel, and he had had his life transformed through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Charles and the boys' father wanted them to hear the gospel as well, but they weren't too keen about that. One day their father had a visitor to the house, which became his practice, and this man began to talk to each of the boys about the Lord Jesus and about salvation. And each of those boys became believers in the Lord Jesus. It was to transform their lives. The progress at school was impressive. They became very famous. In fact, in 1882, Charles T. Studd was named the finest cricketer in England. And the following year, he was a member of the English national team, which went to Australia and won the Ashes. And Charles was really very well known for his expertise as a cricketer and a sportsman. But God began to speak to Charles and to six other young men who went to Cambridge University and convince them and convict them that they should go out as missionaries and that they should especially focus on going to China. They began to tour around the United Kingdom and at times the United States, telling people about their call to the mission field. And the impression that people got was how God could take three young men who were famous, who were successful, and revolutionise their lives. In later life, Charles made a famous statement. He said this: "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him." That's an amazing thing, and he lived it out. He became a missionary in China, and he went eventually to India, and he was in Africa at one stage, and he gave his life to telling people about the Lord Jesus and living for God. It cost him many years of separation from his wife. It cost him a lot in terms of health, but he really believed with all his heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and had died for him upon the cross and saved him from eternal judgment in hell, and no sacrifice was too great to make for him. I wonder today whether you would really understand that there are great stakes that are really to be accounted for and to decisions that have to be made in your life. I wonder if you realise what is at stake in your life, that you could be successful in life and lose your soul, that there's something bigger, there's an eternal prospect of sins forgiven and of hope and peace with God. I would like to leave you with the life of C.T. Studd. Read it if you're interested. It's fascinating to read of this young man. But I'd like you to think of the words of the Lord Jesus: "What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?" I trust that you might come to trust in the Lord Jesus, to realise your sins make you guilty before God, that Christ died for our sins, and I pray that you might come to know him as your Lord and Saviour. If we can help you, please contact us through the website www.seekthetruth.org.uk, or please go on and listen to some more or read the blog, and we really pray that God would bless you. Thank you once again for listening.